Well, these new state border restrictions just a week out from Christmas could be disastrous for the economy. The Treasurer is Josh Frydenberg and he joins me now. Treasurer, good morning. Do you support states reimposing border restrictions?
Well, states should act on the best medical advice. Their response should be proportionate. It should be targeted. But what we do know is that the New South Wales health authorities have a very strong track record in both contact tracing and testing. And just yesterday, we saw more than 10,000 tests being conducted. We've seen more than 250,000 Sydney-siders being asked to remain in their home for the next 3 days. And there's a full court press going on from the health authorities in New South Wales to get to the bottom of this.
You said yesterday that it was premature for any state to act in any way on their borders, and they've all done it overnight.
Well, I do think that closed borders cost jobs, and we have always thought that there would be new cases across the country. The question has never been whether there wouldn't be new cases. The question has always been how we would respond to those new cases. And New South Wales has been the gold standard when it comes to dealing with those cases. So we don't want the states and territories to act in a disproportionate manner. We want them to obviously act on the best medical advice. And we want to keep the momentum going in the economic recovery, because in the last 15 weeks, we've seen 14 of those weeks consumer confidence increasing. The one week where it didn't was when South Australia went into that lockdown. So these border closures have an impact on that.
Speaking of proportion, your colleague David Littleproud has taken a swipe at WA's blanket restrictions on everyone from New South Wales, saying it doesn't make sense. Do you agree with him?
Well, Western Australia has always taken a different approach to these things, and we haven't agreed with them then. And like I said, it should be a proportionate response.
Do you agree with them now?
Well, I don't think a state closing their borders fully to New South Wales is necessarily the best response to this new cluster. What we need to do is support the New South Wales health authorities, get to the bottom of these new challenges, and have great faith and confidence in their ability to do so. And as you said earlier in your program, the Commonwealth and the state and territory chief medical officers have got together to swap notes, to work together to ensure that we can contain this latest outbreak.
But does it frustrate you that there are still all of these inconsistencies? You know, Queensland considers the Northern Beaches a hotspot, yet for WA it's all of New South Wales?
Well, again, it's been probably a feature of the response to COVID this year that states have adopted their own approaches to those border closures. But what we saw in yesterday's budget update, Kim, was the result of the economic recovery getting underway as the virus has been suppressed, as borders have reopened, as people have got back to work and as consumers have started to spend again. And that momentum is vitally important going into next year. And so that is where our focus is.
Unemployment is 6.8%. It's expected to rise to 7.5% in the March quarter. The JobSeeker coronavirus supplement runs out at the end of March. When are people going to get an answer about whether it's going to go back to $40 a day?
Well, we have extended that JobSeeker coronavirus supplement, as you say, out to the end of March. We'll continue to monitor the situation, but the best thing
you say you're going to monitor the situation, but is it really fair that people will spend Christmas with uncertainty about what's going to happen beyond March?
Well, as you say, it does go to the end of March, but what we will do is do everything within our power to try to get people off JobSeeker into work, and we've announced a number of programs designed to do exactly like that. For example, the JobMaker Hiring Credit, which provides an incentive to employers of up to $200 a week to take someone, a younger person who has been on JobSeeker, and then to put them into employment with a minimum of 20 hours a week. It's initiatives such as that, as well as bringing forward of infrastructure projects, our job trainer programs, our business investment incentives, our tax cuts, all of those initiatives are designed to support economic activity more broadly, which will help create jobs.
And while they might attempt to do so, your budget update does say it's going to be another 4 years before the unemployment rate returns to its pre-COVID level. So surely you're not going to make people go back to that $40 a day on the unemployment benefit, are you?
Well, to put that 4 years in context, the Australian economy has faced its biggest hit since the Great Depression, and indeed it's a once-in-a-century pandemic. And if you look at Australia's
experience... But I'm
talking
about whether you're going to make people go back to that $40 a day,
well,
though.
Again, I've said that we'll continue to monitor that situation in the labour market, but the extension of the JobSeeker coronavirus supplement goes out to the end of March. But when it comes to that that jobs-led recovery, 4 years to get back to where we were pre-COVID compares to a six-year time frame in the 1980s recession and a 10-year time frame in the 1990s recession to get the unemployment rate back to the level it was prior to that recession taking place. So the recovery is occurring faster than we expected, and yesterday's numbers saw the unemployment rate lower, the growth rate higher, and the budget bottom line being improved, even on what was expected at budget time just 10 weeks ago.
Treasurer, we're out of time. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
My pleasure.
And that is the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.